A Day as Someone Else, Chapter 8. Emma was walking through the empty hallways of the school. Everybody was in class, and the fact that she wasn't would normally be a problem, but Amanda had said she would cover her. The daily medication she had consumed in her breakfast was starting to take effect. She felt more at peace, her mellow mind wandering away, her eyes getting caught on details on the high ceilings, the carved patterns in the wooden structure, the boards full of pictures of alumni students, the slick, polished tile floor. She had almost forgotten where she was going in the first place. She was supposed to go to the nurse's office. She wanted to wear a diaper. That much was clear. But why did she want a diaper? Wasn't she trying to get away from them? No. She had convinced Amanda that she had messed herself, but had she? For a second there, she wasn't sure anymore. Somehow she couldn't tell, as if she was numb from the waist down. She stopped walking in a slight panic and slipped her hand under her plaid skirt and pat her own butt. Her fingers brushed against the thick fabric of the training panties that covered it. No bump or bulge there. Emma let out a giggle of relief. Was she losing her mind? How could she have doubted herself? She looked around, and her tired smile slowly vanished as she realized she could no longer recognize the hallways around her. Where was she going? They must have upped the medication dosage. She had never felt this way before. She was completely lost and alone. Where had she gone? Her breath accelerated. What if she couldn't find her way, she thought. Or worse, what if she did and got punished for being late? She wasn't supposed to be there. She knew that. It was against the rules. What if she couldn't make her phone call at the end of the day and talk to Diane? She had to find the way. She had to. She resumed her pace, half walking, half running in a panic. Once again, her mind was trailing off and she had to focus hard to remember her objective.
I need to find the nurse. I need to ask for a diaper so Amanda won't get me in trouble. Then I need to go back to class, spend the rest of the day, and make my phone call.
She turned a corner. Still no sign of the nurse's office and no one in sight. Where was that damn office? She had been there many times. How come she couldn't find it anymore? Maybe she had taken the wrong turn earlier.
Find the nurse, need a diaper, back to class, phone call.
She kept repeating it to herself like a mantra, scared that she would forget. The medication was off the rails. She felt so drowsy all of a sudden. That wasn't a good sign. She felt the anxiety shoot through her once again. Tears formed in her eyes. She had to remember. She couldn't forget.
Find nurse, diaper, class, call.
She said it out loud this time. She had to repeat it and stay focused. She turned another corner. She could tell she had been to this part of the school before, but it felt different. The picture boards were replaced by childish drawings and handprints stuck on the walls. Was this a nightmare?
Call, phone call,
she almost yelled. That was her way out of this crazy place. She knew it. Suddenly, as she was now fully running, Emma saw a tall, red-headed woman stepping out of a door, staring right at her. She probably had heard the noise from her shoes knocking on the floor and her desperate shouting. It was a relief to finally come across someone.
Hi there, sweetheart. Are you lost?
Call, no, class. No, I need to find...
Slow down there. Did you get a call in class? Is that what you're saying?
Tears started falling down Emma's cheeks. She had a hard time expressing herself, as if the words were stuck in her throat. She wanted to repeat her mantra, but what was it again?
I need to find the nurse.
The nursery. Is that what you're looking for?
I need a diaper.
Emma was now fully crying, unable to stop from sobbing. Trying to communicate was draining all her energy.
Oh no, sweetie, it's okay. You're at the right place. My name is Beatrice. Come with me. I'll get you sorted out.
Emma kept sniffling, exhausted as she followed the woman. It felt good to have someone else be in charge, but she had to remember her objective. They walked into a room that she hadn't seen before, although the atmosphere and smell were familiar to her. She was confused. There was a large changing table by the wall with stacks of diapers under it. It wasn't the usual nurse office she went to, but under these circumstances, it would do.
I just need a diaper and I can go.
That's right, sweetie. Now let's see what we can do here. You're gonna have to take that uniform off for me, sweetheart.
Emma was hesitant, clutching at the hem of her skirt, bashful as a toddler.
Did you have an accident, honey? Is that why they sent you here?
No, it's not that. It's I don't need them, but if Amanda sees, I'm going to be in trouble, and I have to make a call, so I just want...
It was too hard for the young woman to explain. She felt so sleepy now, similar to when her nighttime medication hit her. What did they put in her pancakes?
Why don't you just show me?
Beatrice had a very soft and joyful tone. She was the first person Emma met at the academy who actually seemed genuinely nice. The student felt more at ease and undid the safety pin that kept her skirt together before sliding it down to reveal her padded undies.
Oh, my dear. Have you been here before? Those look like our own training panties.
Courtney gave them to me.
Ah, I see. That young girl came a long way, didn't she? From smoking in the bathroom to the little angel she is now. She did come to me this morning. You must be Emma. I heard you made lots of progress recently, too. And those trainers still look dry. Now, why would you want to go back in a diaper, sweetie? Tell me the truth now. Did your teacher send you here? What was it about that call?
I have to wear a diaper and go to class.
Class? I'm not sure that's where you belong, honey. Here, let me call your teacher. Mrs. Crumb, is it?
No.
The words came out like a whisper. Her eyes were slowly closing. She leaned against the changing table as Beatrice headed over to the phone hung on the wall and composed a 3-digit number.
Hello.
Mrs. Crumb, Beatrice here. I got a young student here who was in your class. It seems like her medication might have been exaggerated. I'm having a hard time getting the story straight. Apparently she was called in here, but nobody notified me. Her name is Emma.
She looked over at Emma with a hint of surprise in her eyes.
I see. A messy accident, was it?
Her bathroom monitor has assured me she was diapered at the time, at least.
And her bathroom monitor says she was wearing a diaper then? Very well, perhaps the school nurse sent her over.
Oh, it's no problem.
No, it's no problem at all.
Keep her there then. Thank you, Beatrice.
All right, thank you.
She hung up as Emma's eyes closed, and she fell asleep.